Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
And it's time for another round of this. Brooks Chooks are joining us. Is Lockie Winnell. Good morning.
G'day, Brooke. G'day, Bob. Morning. Great to be here.
Are you feeling in chicken mindset this morning? Because I need your help.
Not really, but anyway.
Oh, well, you'll be right. We got this. Well, I do want to kind of pitch an idea to you, Lockie, and I'm doing it out of the goodness of my heart because if you think it's a good one, we could make some money off of it.
Ooh, cool. Can I get in on this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, why not? We'll split it three ways. How do you feel about a chicken dating app?
Look, interesting idea, Brooke. That one actually threw me a bit. Look, I could see what you're trying to do. I just see a lot of practical measures which will be hard to achieve.
Well, what are you trying to do?
Well, yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. So at the moment, currently just by count, we've got two hens at home and we've got our rooster named Goose. Now, Goose and his girlfriends usually have a good time. They live a very happy life. The two hens, I believe, are broody. They will not leave their nest boxes at the moment.
Okay.
No eggs. They just sit there. We kick them out. They go straight back in. Goose is roaming around our massive chook yard all by himself. So I thought, why not hook him up with another chicken
with
who was
available? Chickens, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, funny, we had a chicken, or Mum and Dad did, had a chicken that was broody for a month or so. No eggs. Just
interesting.
Sat there. I put it down to La Nina.
La Nina.
Yeah, I'm like, it's definitely La Nina. It's definitely that weather. You know, it's been a bit crazy at the moment. I don't know. How's your app going to work, though? I mean, last time I checked, chickens don't have a smartphone.
Well, you're right. But owners tend to.
I
could create a profile for Goose, you know, likes pecking things, generally not very aggressive towards humans, like all his good points.
She's setting up a dating profile for her chooks before she sets one up for me.
Interesting, yeah. I guess in a roundabout way, it's a bit like the pet owners that have an Instagram for their pet. It's just taken that to the next level, really.
Yeah. I guess you want to know what chooks are in the area so you can find Goose, someone who's a bit more into him, and you can find his partners, maybe a new man who they might come out of their nest for.
And look, I'm probably not harbouring healthy chicken relationships because his girlfriends are going to come back at some point. They might be a bit mad about it, but right now he's all by himself.
Could be a bit of trouble in paradise, and this could spin off, as I said, trouble in paradise. This could be chicken in paradise. You could get like the Bachelor.
Paradise chicken.
Paradise. Well, I mean, that's got some other meanings there, Brooke and Bob, doesn't it?
Yes.
But I mean, all sorts of possibilities. Don't know how you're going to monetize it, Brooke. Maybe you get some, I don't know, chicken food supplies on board.
Yeah, sell some seed.
Yeah,
maybe.
Absolutely. Get that metadata, you know, find out what the chicken owners, what type of cars they're into, you know.
Well, look, if you've got a chicken that's feeling lonely, 0427 Magic 3 is our number. Flick me a text. Maybe we can arrange something.
Rick Humble, chicken pimp.
That's me. That's what I do.